You know, obviously being the one seed and being hailed as underdogs is interesting to us, but at the same time we've embraced it. And for me personally, I've kind of always had a chip on my shoulder, so it's just about going out there and believing in us, believing in what we have in our room. That's really what it comes down to when we think of underdog mentality. It isn't that we don't think that we are the front runners, because in our minds we believe we are, but at the end of the day it's just about believing in what we have in our group and what we have on our team. I think I've learned a lot more about just how to read defenses. You know, obviously my confidence level has grown with success, and you know, just learning about the business of the NFL as well. You know, certain things are out of your control, so realistically you have to control what you can control, which is your mindset, your mentality, and just how hard you work every day. Yeah, it's always something that, you know, I took pride on is knowing where my eyes are, knowing who my reads are, understanding the keys, and then at the end of it all, just executing the pickup and keeping that quarterback clean. That's actually something I told someone, and that's funny that you said that, because in my opinion, Philadelphia's fan base is the closest thing you'll get to a European, a London a football team, like Arsenal, where you kind of have like the Arsenal fan TV and the fans that are so passionate about their team, and they live and bleed and they get upset and they get happy and everything. You know, it's all about the team, and so I love being a part of it. You know, it's a special feeling, understanding that that's the kind of fan base, because at the end of the day I'm a fan of Arsenal, and I feel those same kind of feelings when we're doing well and when we're not doing well. And so it's kind of cool to be on a team where, you know, the fan base and the market, they're so into it, so it's cool. Yeah, of course. I'm always watching, and Troops is on there talking crazy, and it's jokes for me. So I love watching that.
Do you get nervous for Arsenal the way you get nervous for
your own game? Yeah, I do get nervous for Arsenal, man. As of recently, I have been getting a lot nervous just because things have been kind of crazy. But I mean, we're starting to make some moves, so that's kind of got me feeling better about everything. Yeah, practice was good. Everyone had great energy, great intensity. It was good to get back on the field. We hadn't been on the field in like 3 or 4 days, so that was really good for us to get back to getting detailed and getting ready to execute this game plan.
How did that 30-minute halftime break simulation feel? Was it tough to start back up again?
It was interesting that, you know, coach put that in there for us. But, you know, obviously we understand that, you know, we're going to get thrown a curveball this Sunday with this long halftime and the long pregame. So, I mean, it was just about him kind of, you know, letting our bodies kind of feel what a long break would feel like to get him ready to go out and practice again. But we were able to just go back out there and get back rolling again. It was good. I mean, obviously, you know, a little bit tight, so it just kind of let me know that once we're on Sunday, I might need to do some extra little things, such as keep my body warm or make sure I'm staying stretched, staying moving, so I don't feel too tight when I come back, you know, from that long halftime.
Okay, the third defensive front, typically on rundowns, plays two gap, and they're able to fill that extra gap because they play that way. What kind of challenges does that present for a run offense?
Yeah, they're stout up front. You know, they've got a lot of big guys on their defensive line. You know, that they try to stay within their gaps and stay gap disciplined. So obviously for us, it's just gonna have to come down to our offensive line creating push, us as runners breaking tackles and fighting for yards and continuing to keep us in positive gains and keep us on schedule.
How do the linebackers play? Against the pass, you seem to increasingly use in that way. screenplays, etc. How do they typically play that?
Yeah, you know, the running backs we've been watching, you know, that they you know, go against the linebackers a lot in the pass game, and they leave it you know, up for one on one matchups. So you know, it's gonna come down to some of those matchups in this game that we're gonna need to win and make sure that we can execute the plays that we get called, and understand that when our number is called, whether it's running the ball or in the pass game, that we're just gonna have to make sure that, you know, we make those plays count, and those plays can turn into big plays for us.